Listening Part A. You hear a doctor talking to Mr. Roy Daphnis about his planned hospital admission. For questions 1 to 12, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
So, Mr. Daphnis, this appointment is a chance for us to talk a little about your upcoming surgery and for you to ask me any questions you might have.
Okay, yes. Well, I don't really have any questions about the surgery itself. I feel I understand the procedure quite well from all of my reading, but I do have a concern. I'm actually quite worried about how I'll go with my Exler when I come into hospital. It's important for me to follow my usual routine, you see, or it will flare up again.
What is it specifically that you're worried about?
Well, I've had eczema for years now, since I was a kid. It's chronic, I guess you could say, and there are all sorts of things that make it worse. Like getting too hot, you know? Like I'm in a room and the sun is shining in through the window and it starts getting very stuffy or something.
Okay, we can make sure that you have a bed well away from any windows, if that'll help.
Yes, that would be good. Thank you. As long as I'm in an air-conditioned room and it isn't too hot, that usually helps. I also notice that certain foods and drinks make it worse. I stopped drinking alcohol years ago because it always made the itching worse. But I also have a list of foods that seem to aggravate things. So I was wondering if it's possible to give that to someone, or if I can let the hospital know so that they don't include any of these foods in my meals.
If you contact the hospital directly, they'll be able to help you with that.
Great.
Tell me, Mr. Daphnis, what's your skin like at the moment?
Not very good. You can see by my face how red it is, and the itching and scratching has been much worse lately. I think because of the stress I'm feeling about the operation. It's also really bad on my back and my legs. When I lie down in bed at night sometimes, I can hardly stand it.
Do you ever get any sores or weeping?
No, my skin is just dry and very itchy. But I'm most worried that because of the operation, any broken areas in the skin will mean I'm at risk of an infection. I'm doing everything I can to prepare properly, though. Instead of showers, I've been taking lukewarm baths, and I never use any soap because it leaves my skin extra dry. I know using it removes the natural oil, so I use a soap substitute instead. I'm being really careful about the clothes I wear to be sure that they aren't going to exacerbate the itching. I really don't want to be scratching it at all if I can help it, and I've been using an oily moisturiser nearly every hour. I don't like to use a lot of those steroid creams and things, but I can if you think it'll help. I see a dermatologist sometimes, and he said if I don't like using them, I can save them as a last resort.
Okay, it sounds like you're doing everything you can to manage the condition, but you do need to try and relax and make sure you're getting plenty of rest. I know that stress is only going to make the condition worse.
You're right. I know I'm probably getting worked up over nothing, and everything will be fine. I'm taking an antihistamine at the moment, so that's helped with the scratching, and I'm sleeping a bit better as well.